Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to stand before the Son of Man. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days, after the tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky." Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branch becomes tender and sprouts leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but the word will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus just gave us a warning to prepare ourselves not only for the last day of the world, but always prepare ourselves to meet him. We don't know the time. It's important. His teaching is always sleep well every present moment. Just to be aware that we are asked to bless the world through our words, through our behavior, for our action. God loves us. He wants we share the loves with other people. Then first of all, we have to believe that we are loved by the Lord. And then every present moment, try our best to listen, to give a helping hand, whatever we do, with love. That's what Jesus is asking us. I give you the new commandment, love one another as I have loved you. Jesus loved us unconditionally, always the first one to love us. So he's inviting us, also being always the first one to love. If people are greeting you, you greet them. If they are not looking at you, you look at them. You smile with love. And that's the way, simple way, Jesus loves us. So he wants us to love others as he would love the others. Jesus is expecting us that every person movement to offer our life to him and always give our attention to the people that we are contacting and always with love. Jesus is a new commandment. Love another as I have loved you.